The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
Welcome back inside the MDN Studios, Sports Talk 1050, WTK, The Ticket, online at WTKA.com. So you've got to, you even heard Iggy talk about it there at the end of the his short sit down with the media. They asked him, you know, moving on, and he's like, hey, we just lost the game. I haven't moved on yet. Now, that was last night, and I have a feeling that once you get back in Ann Arbor and you know, maybe go to a class or something like that, you get in the film study because you're getting ready for your next game, you've got to move on pretty quickly. They are going to turn the table, and so we need to, you know, you recap what happened in your loss, and then you move forward, and this team has done a really good job of responding to losses, so I expect them to come out angry and come out fired up. The key is, and you heard again, Beilein talked about it, and we're going to hear from Coach Beilein coming up again in a moment, but he, you know, is not making those same, not making the big mistake a couple of different times and have it really catch up to you, where you take an ill-advised shot on one end and it costs you on both ends, and next thing you know, you have a 5-point swing. You did that a couple of times in a game, and you've got to play a little bit smarter at times, and it's just those few moments. And in this case, it's about 5 minutes in the second half. It's happened a couple different times, three different times now for this team. They've got to find a way to work through that, and that's something they have to still continue to grow, develop, and hopefully they can find it, because you know, this is the final part of the season where you have a chance to do that. Fact is, Michigan put themselves in a position to play for a Big Ten championship in the regular season, and they let the game slip away. They had themselves in a position to win the Big Ten tournament championship for the third year in a row, no less, and they let the game slip away. And so the question is, can they put themselves in more opportunities to win big games and then not have it slip away? And it just remains to be seen. Now, the team that has cost them the most when it comes to having things slip away, they're not out there. There is no, there is no Michigan State in their bracket, so you don't have that until the Final Four. So can they get that far? That we'll have to find out. What we do know is there will be a lot of great memories made over these next 3 weeks. The NCAA tournament is uniquely great in how it creates so many great memories, usually year in and year out. And every day here at this time of the show, we have a great moment in NCAA tournament history. And for this one, we go back to a historic moment, back in 1966.
Westwood One presents Great Moments in Tournament History.
The game that changed the landscape of college basketball. When Texas Western topped Rupp's Runs, next.
Hey Dave, what's with the dry erase board?
We've got so much to do before we open for the day, so I'm diagramming our game plan.
You just wrote help me and X's and arrows.
I know. We need help.
Here's a plan. Call Cintas. They'll check our fire extinguishers, stock our first aid cabinets. They'll take care of our floor mats and restroom supplies. And, of course, deliver great-looking uniforms.
Call Cintas. Great plan.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
Sure, it feels like your everyday pickup game. Bill's trying to sink that fadeaway jumper. Your sports drink still tastes like a made-up fruit. But today feels different. Yep, today you bought your delicious turquoise raspberry beverage with your new City Rewards Plus card. It's the only card that rounds your points up to the nearest 10 on every purchase. So it is the same drink, but you're scoring points in a whole other game. Introducing the City Rewards Plus card, designed to make the everyday more rewarding.
March 19, 1966, Adolph Rupp's legendary Kentucky program was taking on little-known Texas Western for the national championship. But the contrast between these two teams was more than just tradition. The Miners lined up for the opening tip with five black starters, the first time that had ever occurred. The Wildcats, on the other hand, were all white. So when Texas Western pulled off the upset, center David Big Daddy Latin recognized what this meant for black players moving forward.
We as players have to be excited about what happened and the way it happened, because it made it possible for youngsters to be recruited by all those huge universities down in the deep south that wouldn't have black players at all. And that's how I want to be remembered, that I helped someone to be educated.
Texas Western's groundbreaking championship. Definitely another,
Great moment in NCAA tournament history. And yeah, 1966, the game was played at Cole Fieldhouse in College Park, Maryland, and it has been, it will live forever, not only in the tape from the game, so some interesting footage, some good footage back from that game still available, but also the movie Glory Road tells that story of that one as well. A great moment in NCAA tournament history. So we heard from John Beilein from the podium. We heard from Iggy Brazdeikis after the game for after Michigan's loss yesterday. John Beilein then met with the media away from the podium, a little bit more of an intimate setting with, in particular, some of our local reporters. Here is more of John Beilein after the loss to Michigan State yesterday as the Wolverines now get ready for the NCAA tournament.
It's just four or five possessions in that game are critical to win a championship game. So we'll learn again from it. Hopefully it'll help us in the NCAA tournament because you waste possessions in offense and defense. Night in the NCAA tournament, you're probably going to lose because everybody's pretty good. So I loved the way we fought hard. We stayed in there. We kept our poise, right, for the most part, but it wasn't good enough to win it. So bad match. They're really a bad matchup for us with shooters everywhere. And, you know, Tillman is such a different guy to guard right now. He's really good. He has offensive rebounds. He's a tough guard. And then, you know, you see two of the best point guards in the country going out at it out there. It was really a great basketball game.
How do you feel about your bracket?
I'm being a two seed. I don't think that's ever happened to me as a coach. I don't think it has it?
Yeah.
Yes.
That? 2014.
Oh, 14 or a two seed. So I guess it's pretty good. But I do think, you know, it's not about that. Not about the seed. Maybe we're going to have to go to Des Moines, which is fairly, not close, but fairly close. And we play Montana again, who I think is, they went and won 27 or 28 games again.
John, what went wrong defensively against Santa Cruz today?
Well, we were trying to give help. It's an interesting concept. You got one of the best passers in the country. You got a great big man that can really roll to the basket and catch everything. And they catch you in some action that you got to find one or the other. And Matt's a really good shooter. We probably had to close out with more length and quicker when he made those long passes.
There was a moment, you know, late in the game, Rivers hit the three, and then McQuaid just goes and hits another three.
But he admitted, they answered really well. They went really well. So, once again, you got a four-year player who's paid his dues, and he's really practiced really hard, and he had a heck of a game. And let's say he's got, like us, he's got a heck of a point guard that finds him all the time.
With a loss that means so much to these guys, the emotion and the rivalry, and quickly switching gears to the national tournament, how do you coach young men that, you know, really have to kind of turn the page quickly?
No, this is life right now. You're going to have, your journey is going to be incredible. Well, you'll have great days, and you'll have bad days. You'll have children that excite you one minute and frustrate you the next, right? And you'll have a job opportunities that are great, and you'll have job opportunities that don't work out. It's life, and that's how we do it. We just move on. You got two great programs representing the Big Ten at the highest level, and we're proud to be one of those two programs.
Looked like Jordan was fouled on the last shot. What did you see on that play?
I think he was maybe trying to get fouled. No, I didn't. I don't know if he was fouled or not. Right? They still had a foul to give, so it's a little bit more difficult. Which says a little bit if they still have a foul to give right now. We didn't take the ball to the basket enough. Yeah, you got to get to the foul line. You know, when they still have three fouls to give against a physical team, you just can't settle. And so it's a. But he tried to get fouled. I'm sure he doesn't like the shot. We certainly didn't.
John, you have a roster that's never lost a Big Ten tournament game. So what'd you tell the guys in the locker room, and what can they take from this as they gear up for March Madness?
Well, most of their roster only has been, you know, through four games of last year, has won six in a row. But at the same time, you're young, and let's just get better for it. You know, there's a lot of people, there's a lot of programs that just would like to get to Saturday night in this tournament, Saturday afternoon in this tournament on CBS, rather than playing the championship game. They were in the championship three years in a row. It says a lot about them. But it is, it's a great feather in their cap to get that far, but we like winning championships.
Do you practice those situations where you know the team has fouls to give, but...
I don't think we practice those, no. I mean, they're going to foul you. There's nothing to practice. You want to get to that point where you have to go to the line. They still might have fouled us, right?
Yeah.
They still might have fouled us with a 1-1. So you're trying to do that, and you know, they overplayed their JT. He probably could have went up strong with a jump shot and stayed that foul, but he chose to do that.
John, is this late in the game, in the season, how do you address something like the last couple minutes of execution in close game six?
It's not the last couple minutes. It's about the full volume of 40 minutes. If I'm playing you, Brennan, and we're playing, and you got the ball five times and I don't get any, you're going to win the game. You can't give away five or six possessions a game and say, my bad. You can't do that. And that's what we did today. Tell me a bad shot Michigan State took today. You didn't find one. Not one. And so, you know, good teams value each possession.
Coach, it seems like after last loss to Michigan State, it was kind of a rallying point for you guys, kind of came into this tournament hot. Do you feel like this could possibly be a blessing in disguise?
I think every loss has been a rallying point for us, that we learn from every loss and we'll learn from this one.
How do you think you got on that? Do you think overall you got better this week?
Oh yeah, without question. Without question. I got, you got a great confidence back. Got Charles back in there a little bit. You know, he's certainly not himself right now. And but we did get him back in there, and then what we've seen is Isaiah Livers, you know, making big plays. So I there's no question. We have had a lot of teams switching on us now. We got a better plan for that. We see that going forward. And didn't always work for us, but we're definitely better than we were.
Given the response after the last loss, they're just Lansing, they responded well.
That's the goal, and we'd like to avoid losing to get better. But it's a fact of life, it's going to happen, and keep growing. But like I said, this is not as much about us. That team is really, really, really good. When McQuaid's hit, I mean, sometimes he was open, but tell me a time a guy made 6 for 7. The great shooters go 4 for 7. He goes 6 for 7. Terrific, terrific job. He drew a foul, drew a 3-point play. That's big. Same thing he did last time. He's a really smart, good player. But he's a senior. He's a great senior. And college basketball needs more Matt McQuaid seniors out there so the teams can really win. They're doing that Goins senior. The seniors really help teams win at this time.
John, you mentioned the shot selection. What do you think has been the issue? We have
just ceilings that guys can't push through, right? And so it's all part of their growth.
Is that an issue that's unique to this year's team that hasn't
No, it's constant basketball everywhere, and when guys sort of get that, we get better. Everybody gets better.
What's the balance in some of their shots
go with? They're going to get you in the long run. They're going to get you in the long run. You're not going to win. You got to value possession and turnovers. You got to take good shots, and you can't just put your head down and say, I'll make something happen.
How do you?
And we've gotten so much better at that. I mean, so much better, and it's a process.
How do you fix some of the issues affecting this team's composure against tight games?
No, it's not about tight. It wasn't about tight games today. It was. We had some really good looks during the tight. It's about the whole game of just wasting possessions against a very, very efficient team. They're slightly more efficient than us. 2 minutes to go, or what was it, 1 minute to go, 1:15 to go, it's a 2-point game. That's slightly more efficient than us in their game makes them different. Again, they're a heck of a coach, and they have just older kids that really get some of these things, and we're still learning some of that.
Can you shed light on the conversation with Jordan or his mood afterwards?
No, I didn't talk with any of them. You'll just talk with the team. Who are you talking about?
Your conversation with Jordan?
I just talked with the team. Yes. We don't deal with any of that yet. We'll watch video, and then we'll try to make some educated education.
You said good teams. Good teams don't waste possessions, but you guys are 28-6 overall. So
yeah, no, exactly. We've done a really good job of not wasting possessions. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the things that has been really good for us is we've had a lot of blowouts. Right, it means we're really good, but those blowouts don't lead you to value them more and more, right? So that's part of the thing. Like I said, 28-6, a heck of a record, right? Two Big Ten to go to the championship game. As I said, so there's teams all over the country would love to just get to Saturday, and here we are on Sunday, and we're down. It's not going to get us down. We're on to the NCAA tournament, right? And now let's see what we can do there, and we'll learn from what we did today. And we've got good kids on this team. Every last one of them will look at that and say, why did I do that? Or the coaches will say, why did we call that play? And we all grow.
Can you produce a slight uptick in efficiency in a matter of days?
We have before, but a lot of times it could be a week. It could be a year, a month. It could be 3 years, 4 years, where all of a sudden you see that efficiency. And we'll work on it.
Shot selection has been something that I know you've emphasized with Jordan specifically all year. I guess, how did you feel about the shots he took today?
As a team right now, we really did a great job. But there's a few times each game that we do not take good shots. But I'm not going to single anybody out. We just got good shots.
Thanks, everybody.
That was John Beilein meeting with the media after the game and after the announcement that Michigan was going to play Montana in the opening round of the NCAA tournament for the second year in a row, to talk about Michigan State and the Big Ten tournament, and to talk about Montana and the NCAA tournament. We get into that with Sam Webb next. Charles Rands in the 8 o'clock hour, Ed Fang in the 9 o'clock hour. Bracket breakdown throughout the Monday and throughout the week here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050, WTKA, Ann Arbor, Cumulus Station.